Hi, Yeti.
Hi, Mo. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for joining in today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm super excited. I have you here. So how's it going for you, though?
It's been tough, but I'm taking each day as it comes now. I think in the beginning was okay. Then I went into a depression mode, like, you know, when you're used to going out and all of a sudden you're just stuck in your house like a prisoner, to be honest. But so far so good. Now I'm just taking each day as it comes.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry about that. Really sorry about it. I mean, a lot of people are going through the depression stage for this lockdown, but the good thing is people are pulling out of it, you know, just getting used to it is the main thing. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me. I talk today. And I remember when I wanted to reach out to you, I was thinking, oh my God, how would you today feel about having this conversation with me? Because it's one of those controversial conversations that a lot of people don't like to talk about, which is open relationships, the female edition, coming from the female angle. Because I recorded the male edition with someone already, the guest already, and I learned a lot and I heard a lot. So I'm expecting to hear a lot from you too today.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so yesterday, what do you feel about open relationship?
Wow. Maybe when I was younger, may I use that word? I had a completely different view to it. From where I am at the moment. Open relationship, for me, I feel like, yes, it's okay to have, you know, I'll give you an example. I, for example, I'm a very independent person.
Oh, yeah, we know.
I like my space sometimes.
Okay.
Both time I like my food. So it's like there's a battle between wanting to be in a relationship and also wanting to maintain my own space as well. Do you understand? Exactly. So then it comes down to the point that do you eventually want to get married? Would an open relate doing having an open relationship, would it necessarily work? So for me, my own opinion right now is I would definitely have an open relationship where I don't want anybody calling me, oh, where are you?
Commitment. You're afraid of commitment. That's what I'm getting. I hope you know that if you have someone who is very understanding, you can as well still have open relationship and not feel choked up being in the relationship with this person.
Really?
I
feel like it's quite difficult because I know in the beginning it's easy to say that, oh, you can have open relationship with someone that you want to commit to, that you want your space when you want to commit to. It sometimes never really works the way you think you want it to work.
But
so for me, like,
okay, go on.
Because
you said that commitment and stuff, but isn't open relationship considered an emotionless relationship?
I feel so. Because I cannot say I'm going to be committed to somebody, then it's okay to have relationship with other people.
It's supposed to just be a sexual relationship, not like you build a relationship with them.
If it's a committed relationship, is that what you're saying? Or if it's an open relationship?
Yeah, I'm talking about the open relationship part. Because open relationship, I know that it's supposed to, I don't know if I'm correct, but what I feel it is if you have other relationship outside, it's just supposed to be sexual. It's not, it has nothing to do with emotions. So you can still balance loving your husband or whatever it is that you guys are doing in your house and also have sex with other people.
Okay. That's where I draw the line.
Okay.
If I'm in a proper relationship with you, like committed relationship or a marriage, I'm definitely not open to having any other sexual thingy with anybody or wanting my husband to have any sexual thing with somebody else. But
so that means you are not open to open relationship then.
I'm open to open relationship if it's before marriage, like you have a partner. I mean, for example, I have I may have somebody that I friends with, doesn't mean we're committed, doesn't mean like friends with benefit rights. That for me it's an open relationship. He can see whoever he wants to see. It's none of my business. I can see whoever I want to see. It's none of his business. But once I'm committed. Okay.
Yeah, but okay, I feel like I understand what you're saying, but I feel like open relationship only exists if you are in a committed relationship. Then you now decide, you know what? Let us go see other people, maybe to spice up our relationship, or maybe to explore, or maybe to learn, you know, some other things. You cannot have friends with benefit and still have open relationship. Nah, I don't. I really don't know if I'm making sense.
Okay, so if I have a friend, for example, that we do stuff together, we're close, but that doesn't mean we're in a relationship. It's an open relationship.
That is friends with benefit. If you guys are just having sex and you guys are just not like there's anything serious going on, there's no we plan, it's a I or you plan, but you guys are having sex, that is friends with benefit. But open relationship is like, oh, I have a partner, I'm committed to my partner, but then I'm having sexual relationship with other people. Nah, that's open relationship. So that's what I was asking you, like, is this something you're open to?
I mean, it depends. Maybe I don't really like the guy.
Oh God! All right, because I understand what you're coming from. You might not really like the guy,
so. But you know, I mean, you know, like, you know, maybe you're not sexually attracted to the guy that you're in.
Yeah, but why would you be committed to someone that you're not sexually attracted to?
Okay, so why would you be in a relationship with somebody and you still want to have sex with somebody outside?
Well, exploring, like,
what exactly? If the guy is giving you everything you want, everything you need, so why do you need to go out to?
Yeah, well, but what if he's not giving you everything you want sexually, or what if the fire in the relationship is dying?
And that's what I said. Except if you're not sexually attracted to the guy, or maybe the guy is not attractive enough, and you just want to hang.
Okay, but yesterday, you don't need to be sexually attracted before a fire in a relationship will die down. Do you get what I'm saying?
So you're saying that open relationship mainly exists when people want to reignite what's going on, whatever their relationship is. Is that what you're saying?
It's part of it. Like, it's part of it.
Like, oh, let's have a break and see what's outside. So when you then go outside and it's much more beautiful than inside, what then happens?
That's the thing. Nothing happens. That's why you have to always remember that there's home. You know, okay, maybe I just learned, you know, a lot of things when I had conversation on the male edition part. I feel like the male guys are really open to open relationship than we female right now. But the thing is, open relationship is supposed to be a form of you being spontaneous, just you want to see other things going out there. Okay, let's imagine.
I see, I I see open relationship. And it's something that is non-exclusive. Like, yeah. I have partners that, you know, yes, we see each other, but we're not committed to each other. That's how I see open relationship. So I can see,
yes,
we can have, but I can also see other people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. it's just more like, oh, I'm married, but I'm seeing other people.
But you know,
open, but I'm not committed to them, but I'm committed to my husband.
You know, open relationship also exists without being married. Like, you can have relationships with people without open relationship.
Yeah, but I, mm-hmm. Yes. If that is not polyamory, because I know polyamory is if everybody knows they're involved with each other. Although that one has to do with emotions. Mm-hmm. That one is not just sex, you know. If you are saying that you could have a partner that you guys are not married yet, and yes, mm-hmm. you guys are seeing other people, yeah, well, yeah. Who knows? You guys are going to get married, yeah, well, then that's considered open relationship. But then I want to ask you a question, mm-hmm. right? Do you think that a marriage can be saved with open relationship?
Can you come again with the question?
Do you think a marriage can be saved with open relationship?
It can be staged. Is that the what
saved,
you said?
Saved. Can be saved. Yeah.
I feel like that's a difficult one because it can backfire.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes you know you make decisions that you think would help, but it may turn into, if you have an open relationship, for example, maybe when you're married and you want to see, okay, maybe things are not working, you want to see if you can, you know, ignite your sexual whatever by, you know, going out there and having, yeah, sometimes the other party could fall in love with the other person.
You know, I said this thing on the last, when I was recording the male edition with my guest, mm-hmm. I said this thing to him. I said, look, it's possible for this person to fall in love with the person out there. And he just went, oh, fall in love. Why? You know, you should always remember that there is home. I don't know where guys are.
But,
I don't know
how guys but sometimes you cannot, you cannot, you cannot.
You can't help it.
You can't, yeah, exactly. You can't help it if you then fall in love with somebody that, okay, knowing full, I mean, for me, I've watched some movies, let's say, I'm sure there's some realities in some movies, like, when, I mean, you don't intend to fall in love with people, but they end up, you end up falling in love with them. Do you understand?
Yeah, but yesterday, have you heard about emotionless sex? Like, whereby you just know that this person is only there for sex. No hello, no hi, no how you doing, no your hair looks beautiful. It's just, hey, what's up, you home? I'm home, I'm coming. We sex, we go. Yeah, don't you think that can work?
It can work, but things can still happen. It can start off like that and things change. I hope you know that.
How about if you switch? How about you switch partners? Like, but you know, open relationship does not mean it has to be with one person. It could be with different people, right?
Different people, yeah.
Yes. Yes. So why would you not want to be entangled?
I definitely feel this. When it comes to emotions, when it comes to human, we have a tendency to change our goal set. Trust me. Yes, you may. Let me tell you something. I'm one of those people that my emotions, man. Oh, dear me. I'm not sure, you know, I mean, I'm going to give you an example. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine yesterday, a male friend of mine. I'd not spoken to him maybe in 2 weeks. This is someone I speak with every day for a couple of months. We chit-chat. For me, from my own angle, all I know is we're friends. Do you understand? I like him as my friend. We have decent conversation. You know when you get along with somebody? Then the last time we had conversation, he was trying to hint me that he started having feelings for me, for example.
Aww.
Yeah. And I'm like, where did this come from? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, where did this come from? And there's some things he said that, you know what, I had to just give it a space. Like, yeah. That's why I said, we're all humans. We have tendency to, you know, make changes. We may say that, okay, I'm going to be hard on this. I'm just going to have sex with the person there. But things can change. You can end up falling in love with them. Why do some men have sex with their housemaid and some eventually marry their housemaid?
Man, that is just evil spirits, man.
It's not evil. They're human. Don't get me wrong. Housemaids are humans as well.
Yeah, they are.
It's just unfortunate situations. Does that make you not? I mean, you can fall in love with any human. That's how I believe. I mean, depending on how, if you leave two people in a room for a period of time and they don't like each other, at some point they will start finding a common ground.
Yes.
Do you understand? True. So for me, don't start off something that, you know, you won't, that could end up getting messy. In some other parts of the world, it's okay because that's their way of life. Their emotions are not you could easily... Exactly. But there's some parts of the world that it's not just emotions that is attached. Family is attached. Everybody is attached. Yeah. It's much more deeper. So how does you be married, having an open relationship, you know, sometimes they do all this couple thingy as well, where couples that are friends and stuff like that, they do stuff with each other. Do you understand?
Yeah, swingers.
Swingers, yeah. I mean, that's an open relationship to some extent, I believe. It's an open relationship as well. Do you understand? Where, I mean, I've seen a lot of, I mean, there's some stuff I read online that, you know, things like that do backfire from time to time. Before you know it, you know, they've separated. The other couple, maybe the guy now likes the other person's wife more, and
things happen. That's so heartbreaking.
Yeah. For me, I am open to open relationship before marriage, but I'm not sure how I feel when I do get married to, like, except maybe I have other interests elsewhere, and I just want
to... what if your husband comes up with the idea, like, look babe, can we try out, like, you know, maybe see what open relationship would do for us? Maybe your relationship, maybe your marriage is going down the drain a little. And, you know, you really love this man and he really loves you, but the spark is dying off a little. And the only way you guys can do is probably explore other people. Would you say no?
I mean, I would be open, but it's scary. But once I make that decision as well to say yes, I am also going to put it in the back of my mind that it could go wrong. So that means maybe I've even given up on the marriage already. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do.
Because for me, when you have to look at the positive and the negative, you have to look at both grounds. That, okay, what if it goes the other way around? What then happens? You know, you then have yourself to blame. But when you've thought it through, that, okay, if it works, it works. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. We go our separate ways. Then maybe I'll possibly be open to doing that at that certain time. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
All right. So now let me ask you this question. Just imagine yourself in an open relationship. Mm-hmm. Just imagine yourself in an open relationship, and you get pregnant for the other person that you are in open relationship with. How would you tell your husband? Would you even tell your husband?
Why wouldn't I tell him? Did he not say we should do open relationship?
So what do you think the solution would be? Are you going to abort the baby, or are you going to keep the baby and you guys will adopt, your husband will have to adopt the baby, you know, because that's not his baby. Would you be a baby mama too? You know, I think it's just a lot of drama.
You can have, it doesn't have to be, let me tell you something. That's what I said, that once you make that decision, there's a ripple effect.
Yeah.
And you should have thought about the consequences of making this decision. It could be a good thing, it could be a bad thing. But when I mean, that's the way I see life. I look at the most dreadful thing that can happen in a certain situation I'm about to enter, and know whether I can live with it or not. I, for one, I don't believe in abortion. Do you understand? If that happens, but why would you be in an open relationship and not have and you would have unprotected sex anyway?
Oh, okay. So here's the thing, right? That's the first question I asked myself, because I was thinking about what could be the worst thing that could happen when you are in an open relationship. You know, sometimes contraceptive fail. Sometimes even the one that they put in the, I don't know what it's called, IUD, whatever. I don't know what it's called. The one that you go to the hospital and they actually do it. So it's nothing is 100% sure. What if it fails? I'm just thinking about the worst scenario for the woman. Okay, now you got pregnant for someone who is not your husband, although your husband approved you guys going into an open relationship, you know, just to spike back your marriage. Now, are you going to abort the baby? And what's going to be your explanation to your other children in case you have other kids?
I don't think I would abort. No, definitely. I would speak with my husband or whatever we decide. Definitely not good. I mean, abortion won't be an option. Is whether to decide to tell the other guy or not. That's the other question. Do you understand?
Actually, like, I didn't even think about that. You can actually shove the other guy out.
Exactly. And still have the child. But that reminds me of a situation. There's this blog thing I saw last week where a guy called in and he said, the guy lives in America. I mean, his parent lives in Nigeria. And he was trying to file for papers his parents to come to Nigeria. I mean, to America. You heard that, right?
Yeah.
Where he did the DNA and the dad is not his father, is not even fathers to his siblings. And my friend was saying something that the mother, I said, no. I said, the first thing he needs to do is ask the mom. Except if the mom is not alive. But from what he said, his mom is still alive. Ask the mom. It might be several situations. It might be an open relationship that ended up with children. Maybe the guy cannot give birth or stuff like that. It could be adoption as well. Do you understand? So if it's an open relationship thing that happened and
that happened. You know,
that happened.
You know my problem? Do you know my problem with that guy's story? My problem is it took the mom over 30 years. She didn't even tell them. Now, that's sad. She didn't even tell these people growing up that, look, your dad is not your dad. They had to find out themselves. I just think that is selfish of her. I understand that it could be open relationship adoption. It could be anything. But making a child find out through DNA, that's just deep for me. I feel like...
They might have forgotten now.
Come on. You see, there's no way you forget that your kids are not for your husband. No way.
Really?
Come on. No. How about that?
Or they may be thinking that, or she may be thinking that, you know, at some point, maybe their DNA will turn to the father's DNA.
Jokes. All right, so let me ask you this one question, because we're going to go very soon. Now, we talked about having a child for the other partner in the open relationship, and then you talked about maybe you will not tell the guy about the pregnancy. Now, do you actually really think your husband is going to love that kid as much? And also, how would you be looking at that kid, knowing that this child is a product of, I don't know, some silly decision.
You know, for me, for example, I would be open to, for me, obviously, when you're in a relationship, when your husband and wife, you know, it's a different thing entirely. You can't make a decision as a person. for me as a person, I would tell both guys, do you understand? And the other guy can also decide and say he doesn't want a child as well. But once, okay, you know what I'm going to say to you? I'm going to give you an example. It is an example of something that a friend of mine, okay, so I've always said that before I turn 40, if I don't get married, I'm going to have a child. Yeah. And I've had conversations with a couple of male friends of mine, you know, as in, you know, I would ideally want the person to be someone I know, obviously.
Yeah,
and I have respect for, right? So a friend of mine, one guy said to me that, Yeti, I would love to donate my sperm to you.
Oh God.
And I would want to be involved in the child's life. Yeah. In fact, I don't need to do donation or gossip. We want the real whatever. But you know, that's that situation. Then I have another friend that says that, you know what? It's something that I'll be open to do for you, but I may not want to get myself involved. Do you understand? I may not want to get myself involved. May sounds already that. He doesn't even want the child to know that he's a person. Does that make sense? I now have the other guy that said that, because he likes me already anyway, so why can't he just marry me and we have the child?
That's cute.
So the point is this, you can get pregnant for the other guy and you still say he doesn't want the child and doesn't want to commit. Then another one will now say that, oh, okay, I don't mind, but I still want to be in the child's life. Maybe not necessarily as a father, but you know, a particular guardian. Do you understand? So for me, I feel like being in an open relationship anyway, a lot can happen, and everybody needs to sit down and think about what they're about to go into, because anything can happen. If you know you're not going to, if you get pregnant, you're not going to abort, you need to be prepared that what if this happens, what is going to, what will be your decision, what will be your husband's decision, all these things. I feel like you should have it as a conversation as a couple.
Before you even do anything.
Before you do anything. In fact, we would have a contract, Gonsalv.
That works.
It's true. Works. No, you should have. I mean, that's the way I see things. Because it's all well and good when you speak about it. But when things happen, things can change as well.
True.
That's the truth about humans. The guy can then say, the husband can then say, no, it's not going to happen. Jonathan, I mean, I've seen several situations. Well, true. In movie, I've not seen any real life yet, but so, I feel like
we should have contracts. So thank you so much for making me know that, contracts are part of, they're so huge, honestly. They're something that everyone should, I tell people that signing a contract is a wonderful thing, or just record it so that when you people go to court tomorrow, you can be able to say, look, this is it, I agree to this. But one more question before we go, because we're supposed to leave very soon. Now, you are against abortion. Abortion is one of my podcast topics, which I have not released yet, but I want to ask you a question right now. If you are married and your husband now says, this baby that you are carrying right now, which is not for me, I do not want it. And the guy too says, I do not want it. And you have kids already, and your kids are saying, no, we do not want it. Would you leave your family and go and bring up this child on your own? Or would you just take out the baby? Something you're against.
No, why would the kids? Why would kids say they don't want the child?
They probably found out that you're in an open relationship. You were, you know, doing. I mean, kids do the dangerous things anyway.
You know what? You know, like I said to you, I would not go into an open relationship when I don't know, when we've not agreed on outcomes. of what.
Yeah, but would you have actually thought happen. About you getting pregnant? Because, you know, you said you have safe sex.
What did you say?
I said, yeah, would you have actually
sex. Yeah, thought we about would have safe sex, but we also know that when you do as things still happen.
Hmm.
I mean, that's for true. Me, I would definitely have the child. Do you understand? Okay. I mean, there's some things that happen. I mean, that you cannot necessarily change.
Hmm.
I would definitely have the child and take care of the child as obviously it's my child. Don't forget, it's my child as well.
Yes, it is. It is.
So, so then maybe the marriage that you have is not necessarily meant to be. You guys are not meant to be together. For me, in the first instance, you guys thinking, oh, to explore outside is a dangerous move already.
Mm.
What if the guy? What if it's the other way around?
And the girl gets pregnant.
Yeah. What then happens?
Oh well.
I was fully aware that I was going to do it. So what's my problem when it then comes? You understand? You need to understand that once there's some decision you make and you know that there are consequences that ties with those decisions.
Yeah.
You can't then say, oh, yeah. What if the guy falls in love with the other woman? What would I do?
Hope a relationship is so complicated. I understand it is so complicated.
What if I fall in love with the other guy as well? I'll tell the husband, you know, you're the one that pushed us into doing this. I'm falling in love with somebody else now.
I understand. You know, this me talking about this open relationship is a lot of things that people really don't talk about. And people actually do it. Some people wish to do it. Some people will tell you that, look, this is the only way for our marriage to work. And it has worked for some people. While it did not work for some people. And I'm so glad I'm having this conversation today, especially for the fact that I heard from the male aspect and I'm hearing from the female aspect. And I can see that we women, we are more on the emotional part, while men are more on the, you know, let's just be spontaneous and just do this stuff and see where it leads us. But I'm so glad you're here with, you know, talking about this with me yesterday. I'm so glad. I'm glad you accepted my offer to be on the show. I need to go now and I can't wait to bring you back. I mean, you are so fun to have a conversation with. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, and I'm sure you've spoken to a whole lot of people out there who, you know, want to try this. And I hope that we all don't do something silly that will ruin things. Yeah. So thank you so much, Yeti. We'll speak again very soon. We'll be back on this show very soon. Very, very soon.
Thank you. And I'll be looking forward to, you know, coming back as well.
Yeah. So, and stay safe during this lockdown. Remember your mask, washing your hands, and, you know, practicing social distancing. Have a very good day. Bye.
You too. Take care. Bye.